Weekend Breakfast.
All right, let's pull ourselves towards ourselves. Frank McGregor is on the line with me. Thank you so much for joining us, Frank. Today we're still speaking about scams.
Yes, good morning, family. Yes, we're talking about scams. I think, the economic environment is quite challenging at the moment. And during such times, scammers also try to prey on individuals who are struggling to make money for themselves.
There was that terrible scam, Frank, that we've been seeing recently, that tender scam, which everybody says it looked so authentic. Now, what do we look out for?
Absolutely. So I think, these days with technology and, documents that are put online, sometimes it's quite difficult to tell, a fake document from an original one. So I think the starting point, for me, Pamela, is always to ask questions. In many instances, we don't ask ourselves, questions of, is this really true? We don't really have that sort of healthy dose of good, skepticism. Really reminds me, of the age-old saying that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Mm. So really for me, the starting point is asking questions. So if you look at that that tender scam, and the fact that people, deposited these amounts of money and then, these people disappeared, I think for me, the starting point for that would really be, putting a call to, this organization that supposedly, has this tender. But also, just asking questions, Pamela, like typically what would happen is that, tenders are, advertised on websites of the, the corporations that have the tender. And there is a number that you can use to call, to ask more information about the tender. There's an email address that one can access. So almost asking yourself this sort of basic question that what additional info, can I get around this tender? Why is it being advertised, like this? Is it really true, that it's possible that somebody is short of money, so they want me to advance them the money, then as soon as they get the contract, they pay me back. So there are always a little bit of warning light, but unfortunately, because people don't ask them questions, they fall for it and only realize and say, wow, I mean, these warning lights were there only if I'd asked one or two questions, I would have picked it up. So really, my first point is that one nearly has to ask questions.
And, do a little bit of homework, do a little bit of homework before you start putting your money and sending your money to people you don't know.
Absolutely. You're bringing me to my second point, Pamela, which is really do your homework, research this investment. So let's give it two examples that often, come about. One of them, popularly known, as a pyramid scheme, and we have had a few, in South Africa, which is really, a business model that pays members for enrolling others into the scheme.
Mm.
So in such a scheme, there is no investments that are, are being done. There is no sale of products or services. At the heart of it is that the earlier investors are paid using investments of later investors. Mm. So let's just pause there, Pamela, and talk about this, doing a little bit of research. Typically, what you find is that in such a scheme, investors are promised just unbelievable high levels of return.
Mm-hmm.
Something like 45% in 30 days or 50% in 80 days. It's just something that's so ridiculous. Or sometimes they turn it around and say 5% per day, which looks like small, but if you compound 5% per day, it's just not achievable.
Mm.
So when we talk about ask questions and do a little bit of research, number one, just say to yourself, when investments are being done, for example, on shares that tend to be a high-risk asset class and therefore generates, higher returns, what are the returns on shares at the moment? So you find that, for example, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, maybe you're talking 10, 15, 12%. By just asking yourself that question, you then have to say, where are they putting this money so that they're able to generate 50% in 6 months or, 5% a day? So by just doing a little bit of research on interest rates that you'd get if you put money in the bank, for example, returns on shares, you'd immediately see that, man, this just doesn't sound right. Then once you have done that, the next thing that you need to do to the person who's inviting you to join this is to just ask them simple questions. How do they generate this investment? What product does this business sell? Where do they invest money? And from those questions, you'll be able to really pick up quite quickly that, this is too good to be true.
Okay, so I guess the plan is to be wary at all times.
Absolutely. Have a good dose of skepticism. But also when over these opportunities, Pamela, maybe this is the last point I want to make on this, is that they tend to be unsolicited. So in other words, if you look at the email scams, for example, you know, the famous advance fee scheme, I get almost every day one in my inbox, where you have this thing of, in return for a small upfront payment, you know, the victim is promised significant share of some large sum of money. You know, just wire this amount of money to us. So, you know, there you just need to be so wary because it's so unsolicited. Somebody is just sending this email out of nowhere. And the other thing that I do also, Pamela, most of these emails, I mean, they've got such wrong grammar. They've got, you know, spelling errors. It's just such a head job that you'd quickly see that, you know, this just doesn't sound to be, you know, something that's right.
And
once one gets something like that, I think by just sharing, you know, with friends or colleagues that, you know, I've been asked to invest in this scheme, what do you think about? Mm. It just helps, because, you know, a friend might also just help, or even a financial advisor to just say to you, man, let's look at this together and see if it's a, you know, if it's the real deal, or if that's somebody really wanting to, you know, take your money away in these difficult times when you really can't afford to.
Always a pleasure speaking to you, Frank. Some really nice insights there. Just be aware. Just be aware. And don't just receive any email coming your way. I mean, honestly, it's like those lotto emails and those SMSs as well. So just be very, very careful. People are desperate and they'll go to any lengths to get your money out of your pocket. So just be very, very careful.